Okay, there's two reasons brought down for the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos on Purim. One is to make sure, the Truman Sadeshan says, the idea being to ensure that everyone has food for the Sudas Purim. And the second idea is from Rav Shlomo Alkabatz, that it's to be marbe avav reyus b'chal Yisrael, that people are exchanging food gifts, and it's to create that avira of reyus of gishmakait. Okay, a woman is also technically mechuyah for sure because of afeinoyibos v'aneif, and what a married woman, some say, doesn't have to, and some say the husband gives for her. And the best is, and I think that's what people do nowadays, and if not, they should do it, is that she should pick someone to give to, a friend, a lady friend, and she should be miyached at least one shalach monos that this is hers and she's giving it. You only have to give to one person, by the way, not two. So she should give to at least one person. That's miyuchad, not in general from family to family, but should be miyuchad from her to her friend. If you have children that are gedolim, so again, some say if they don't earn their own money, so they're potter from the mitzvah because they don't have money, so they don't have matanos of yoinim or mishloach monos. But some say the father should give them money in order to allow them to be mekayim the mitzvah, and I think that's pretty much the common minhag. Ketanim, it would be a chiyuv chinuch. So again, some say there's no chinuch because there's no money, and what we do normally is to give them, and they give to their friends, and tons of yoinim also, we give them money, and they give it out, however they do, tons of yoinim. Okay.